Welcome to the Stuffed Fabulist On Air, audio commentaries by Jeffrey Grossons from the website www.stuffedfabulous.com. These commentaries present an independent point of view in the form of original fables and parables on psychological, social, political, spiritual, and philosophical questions of today. The ultimate moral or lesson of each tale is left to the listener to decide. Focus groups, favorites among office seekers whose handlers and image consultants advise against hazarding any statement of principle without first calculating its appeal to various target demographics, showed their limitations in the last two presidential elections, when the glaring unsuitability of one of the candidates failed to impress itself upon small groups fidgeting on folding chairs in TV studios or munching cookies in a neighbor's living room and claiming not to have been able to make up their minds yet. Well, they're back. At the beginning of a presidential campaign without mercy and length, the following tale may suggest the risks inherent in the apparently widespread conviction that such groups present a meaningful gauge of the health of our democracy. The Gnat. Once a gnat was invited to join a political focus group. At first, the gnat wasn't sure it wanted to accept the invitation. But it was told by the focus group organizer that this is how democracy works today. A small group comes together and decides what should be important for everybody else to discuss. Oh, the gnat responded. I think I get it. Then let's start, shall we? The organizer asked the entire gathering of focus gnats. The first question for all of you tonight is, what are the most important social issues of the day? The gnat hadn't really thought about this question before. And it didn't have much time to think about it now, either, as an excited hum of answers immediately arose from other gnats around the room that clearly believed they had. So loud did the resulting din quickly become that it proved difficult to hear oneself think, let alone understand what others thought. Apparently having anticipated this eventuality, the focus group organizer called out, Excuse me, may I have your attention, please? Perhaps it would help if we form smaller breakout groups and come to some measure of limited consensus first.
What's a consensus? The gnat asked timidly.
Well, the organizer turned to explain, it's sort of like everybody agreeing with everybody else in general, even if they don't actually agree on anything specific.
Sounds like a contradiction.
Not really. These focus groups usually find they can agree on something by the end, even if they only agree to disagree, as the saying goes. Somewhat encouraged by these words, the gnat turned to the gnats nearest to it, and together they went around and around on the question. About half the time, they appeared to be moving closer together, but about half the time, they appeared to be moving farther apart. The same looked to be true of groups of gnats elsewhere in the room.
What do you suppose they're saying?
The gnat wondered. The other members of its own group must have had the same question, for soon they were all wandering off in different directions to listen in on what other groups had to say. Those groups, too, it turned out, had a tendency to break up after a short period of time and stray off in all directions. The whole room was beginning to seem a blur, and when the organizer looked at the time and hurriedly called all the focus gnats back together, one of them spoke up for the rest and said,
"We're having some trouble reaching the consensus you mentioned. We need a little more information about the issues involved."
"My instructions state I'm not supposed to provide any information," came the response from the organizer. "Your opinions are all that's needed. That's how a focus group works, you see." At this point, the organizer turned to our gnat and said,
"Now, let's do a quick roundup of opinions, shall we?" The gnat, suddenly feeling all eyes upon it, stammered, "I'm sorry, I'm still not sure what I think. Is that okay or not?"
More fables and parables, like the one you've just heard, are available for reading, downloading, and forwarding at www.stuffedfabulous.com. Bound collections of tales in the series Likely Stories, Contemporary Fables and Parables, and audio CD collections of selected tales can also be ordered through bookstores or directly through the orders page of the website.